Hello and welcome to Luke's Podcast, the podcast that always plans ahead and never misses a week. I'm Cedric Dorfinkel.
And I'm Tina Fey.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'm the male Tina Fey. My name is spelled
Tino.
With...
Tino.
I'm Tino Fey! Hey! Tino Fey sounds like a guy who works at a mechanics.
Why?
I don't know. It'd be like, that's my auto buddy, Tino. Tino is short for Valentino.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Valentino Fey.
Mm-hmm.
Fey is short for something else.
Fayette.
Fagliani.
It's both French and Italian. Valentino Fayette.
Fayette Liani. There you go.
Cool.
Lafayette Liani. Lafayette Liani. Valentino Lafayette Liani.
One word? Lafayette Liani?
Lafayette Liani. Yeah.
How many letters is that?
L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. E. Lafayette Liani. L-E-A. Liani. 14.
14.
It's a really long name.
It's a pretty long name. That's a tough one to fit on the jersey.
They would just put... That's why they call him Tino Fey. Call him Tino Fey. Hey, it's Tino Fey! Yeah. See, sometimes you look out and you're like, Tagovailoa? Is that how you say his name?
People say it like Tagovailoa.
Is it not?
And that's how Clemson has a Hawaiian quarterback named Ungalele or something.
Gosh.
It's UAG.
Yeah.
Does AG in the Hawaiian phonics equal Ung?
Let's see.
Because that's how people say it. That's how people be saying it.
UA in Hawaiian.
It's AG.
I know.
Well, I guess the U is present.
Ooh,
as well.
UA means has been. Ua.
Hmm.
How do you say UA? Ah, here we go. Hawaiian word
Under
of the
Armour.
Day.
Oh.
Loading it.
Loading.
Places. Many of our Inoa Ua or rain names refer to the action of the rain. And
Ua. Ua.
But I think the G changes it.
Dadgummit.
Because they both have G's.
You need to put a G in there.
No, the U's, the Tua doesn't have the U in
Tagovailoa. Now it's Somalian.
No, it doesn't matter the U.
UAG?
No, AG. There's no U.
No U?
For Tagovailoa.
How you spell that?
T-A-G-O-V.
Maybe we just put in Tua.
Aloha.
Okay, Tua... Tagovailoa. It's not a hard name to say when you look at it. It's just I can't ever picture it being spelled.
Yeah.
I just sit there and I'm like,
is it Tagovaila?
Tagovaila.
Yeah.
I forget he plays on the Dolphins.
He does play on the Dolphins.
You know, it's really nice that on the top of the Eastern Seaboard we have an Alabama quarterback. On the bottom of the Eastern Seaboard, we have a better Alabama quarterback.
Do you know the one at the top used to be committed to UK before he committed to Alabama?
Mac Jones,
mm-hmm.
The whitest name ever.
I don't know.
Jones.
I don't think Mac Jones is the whitest name ever.
Okay, out of all of the quarterbacks in the whole NFL,
mm-hmm.
Mac Jones. That's the whitest name.
No, Tom Brady is a whiter name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could believe that Tom Brady could be anything but white. It could be something that's not white.
What?
I could see a non-white Tom Brady.
No.
I could never see a non-white Mac Jones.
I disagree. What about Carson Wentz? That's
Ooh,
the whitest
no, that's
name.
A whiter name.
Carson? I mean, that could be like Hispanic maybe, but
no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz.
Not Wentz.
If you put Wentz in there, it's white.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Carson by itself.
Jared Goff.
Ungalele. Ungalele.
Ungalele?
Ungalele.
Is it UA?
UIA.
That might change it. Ungalele?
But it has the same... People were saying Ung.
Ung. UIA?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. DJ Ungalele?
Yeah. DJ Ungalele.
Ungalele?
Ungalele.
How do you say his name? His name is just David John. Ooh, here it is. Ueyong Galele.
Ueyong Galele?
It's Ueyong Galele.
But is so why is it Ung?
Ue.
Yeah.
Ue.
Ue.
Ung.
Why Ung?
Ung.
That's what I want to know.
Maybe it's... Here, hold on. Will they pronounce it for me? No, pronounce it for me!
Tagovailoa pronunciation.
He's 6'4". His major's communication.
Tung. It's Tagovailoa.
Oh, he's Samoan. Okay. There's a difference.
I mean, yes.
The Rock is Samoan.
But similar part of the ocean.
No.
Yeah.
Two different sides. The Samoans are closer to Oceania.
Yeah, they're in Oceania.
But Hawaii is closer to Polynesia.
Which is also in Oceania.
But they're two different like things.
I understand they're two different things. That doesn't mean they're not closer.
Hold on. I'm going to look at the map. Let me charge my phone.
What are you going to charge it?
Huh?
What are you going to charge it?
$10.99 per month.
Month?
Per month.
What about for existing customers?
For existing customers? Yeah. Same price.
No way.
Have you seen that AT&T commercial?
Have I seen every commercial that has? What about existing customers? That's every commercial.
It's irritating.
It's every commercial. Every commercial that comes on TV.
Wait.
What about existing customers?
What about existing customers?
What about existing jerks?
What about, how about you shut up?
Got him.
What is this island? Oh, that's Guam. Where's Samoa? What is Suva? Is that Samoa? That's
no,
Fiji.
Suva's different.
Fiji's a bigger island than I thought. Yeah, Samoa's right here.
You gotta have those water
bottles. It's in the southern hemisphere.
Yep.
And then that one's right there, Hawaii.
Yeah, not far away.
It's pretty far.
That's not, like, in relation to...
Here, hold on.
I'm just saying, like...
Whenever I click American Samoa, it takes me in the middle of the ocean.
Well, because it's moved.
Oh.
That's the original location.
It's scooted over.
Yeah.
My bad. You know, sometimes it confuses me that some of these places aren't states or, like, bigger deals. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Guam seems like it should be a state. So should Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So should, like, I don't know. Can't think of other places.
Oh, cool.
What's another place that should have been a state? We should have made Cuba a state back in the 30s.
But Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia's Canada.
And?
We never were in control of it.
So?
We were in control of the Baja Peninsula.
Take back Nova Scotia.
Take back Nova Scotia? Mm-hmm. We never had it in the first place.
Don't care. Take Nova Scotia doesn't sound as cool.
In Watchmen, they make Vietnam the 51st state. And every time I think about that, I'm like, that's the most, like, imperialist American thing I've ever heard of. Is like, make it the next state. Whenever you, like, defeat something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Philippines. We were in charge of the Philippines for a while. Why don't we make that a state? Why? What's that?
What's what?
What's happening?
That's none of your business.
Is everything okay?
Oh, it's great.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Is it your mom?
No.
Oh.
It's Alan.
Alan. I didn't know Harper's middle name is Alan.
I didn't either.
It is.
His name's Ha.
Ha!
His initials.
Ha! See? There you go. We're talking about middle names in Sunday school.
Yeah.
And everybody got to go except Steve.
Why?
I don't know. Those kids don't treat Steve right sometimes.
And you as a leader.
I do.
I have an opportunity. A responsibility.
They move too fast sometimes. They really do. They really do.
No one moves faster than you.
What do you mean?
I think you see me run?
You see me run?
We're not talking about that kind of fast.
What?
We're not talking about that kind of speed, are we?
What? No. Maybe.
I don't think we are.
They run around the room in circles.
All right, now it's Steve's turn.
Like, okay, sorry. Yeah. Like that. I don't know. I don't think I got a turn either, now that I think about it. Everybody got a turn but us.
Yeah.
Us leaders, because we're not important.
You're a leader. You can just butt in, you know?
I like butting in. Have you played that blank slate game that Steve has?
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you have slates, and you write something on the slates. And then you also have a word. The reason that you're writing something is you have a word, and then you're supposed to, it'll be like, break, blank. So then you write a word that comes after it. Like somebody might write break dance, or break in, or breakaway or break up or something else. Mm-hmm. And if you get a word in common with somebody else, one person, you get 3 points.
Oh, okay.
And if you get it in common with more than one person, you get 1 point.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So every time Steve brings it, he goes, "You guys should really get this game." Every time.
Do you think he's getting a commission?
You think he's paid?
Yeah. It's a sponsorship?
Yeah.
The official game of Hoffman Realty?
Oh, it should be. Maybe he does it with all his clients. That'd be hilarious. Call them clients or customers?
Clients.
Clusters.
Clusters.
Kleistmers. Does Kleistmer sound like a German weapon?
Oh, yeah. Or
it's the Kleistmer! They used it in the Blitzkrieg, 1939.
Why does everyone go angry when they go German?
You ever met a calm German?
Yes. I've told you my story about my Lufthansa flight.
Oh, yeah.
The most pleasant flight attendants I'd ever encountered.
Yeah. The Germans are very efficient, especially in their humor. They get to the punchline as fast as possible. There's on a lot of those like English panel shows that I watch. There's these two comedians and they're German, and that's all they make fun of them for is the fact that like Germans are humorless and super efficient. One of them made a joke one time and said, "You know, whenever Germany brought their number one comedy over here to Britain, it started winning BAFTAs for best drama." Like that. Like,
yeah.
Not funny. I like it. But yeah. It's more fun to yell in the German accent than it is to just speak. Because if you just speak, sometimes you just sound threatening.
It's a pleasant accent, I think.
I think.
Gets a bad rep.
You know, it's a weird, like, Germanic accent? Like a Belgian accent?
I'm not familiar with the Belgians.
Belgian accent is half German, half French. Mm. So it has, like, the German, like vowel pronunciation with English, but they speak like a French person.
The French anger.
Yeah, it's very weird. There's this girl that's on, like, Instagram and TikTok, and she's a Belgian girl, and she speaks in English in all of her videos, and it's very confusing hearing her, because I'm like, you sound like you should be French or German, but you're not. You're just a buffer zone for war.
Warren Buffer?
Warren Buffer Zone. There you go.
There we go. That brings it back to what we were talking about before we started this.
Yeah. Rich people. Mm-hmm. Which also brings me back to how in the world does Jeffrey Bezos make money? I seriously don't understand that.
He is money.
I don't understand how he genuinely makes money. Like, I know he has stocks, but like, and I know that if you're worth something, that doesn't mean you actually have that money.
Sure.
That means that that's just how much everything.
The collection of your assets.
Yeah. So that's not really how much you have. Like, he can only have $5 in his pocket, but he's worth over $200 billion. Like, that's different.
Right, not an actual monetary sum.
Right.
But rather the value of what you own.
So, like, what money does he have? And he's also not going to get rid of some of the stuff that he owns.
Right.
But he's going to keep it.
Yeah, I would expect.
Like, he's going to keep the stock in Amazon. Mm-hmm. Like, that'll always keep him afloat there.
Yeah.
But also, like, at that point, are you really rich, or is it just, like, you just own things that make you look richer?
Do you remember when Amazon was basically like eBay?
What do you mean?
You remember back in that day?
What day?
Thursday?
Yeah. Hey, way back then.
All right. No, I don't know. I think it was probably 10.
I remember.
And it was, it wasn't like it is now.
I remember whenever Prime came out.
I don't.
Because it was a Super Bowl commercial. But Prime was out, and they were like, it's 2-day shipping.
Did they have a...
And they had certain areas that were 2-day shipping.
Deion Sanders, was he in the commercial?
Probably. He's in every commercial.
He should be better have been.
But no, it was like, we have 2-day shipping in these locations.
Mm-hmm.
And then one year they were like, we have 2-day shipping nationwide. And then, like, that was the thing. I remember that being a thing.
And now they don't have 2-day shipping.
You know, they don't anymore.
Because of COVID.
And labor laws.
Oh, my gosh.
This sounds terrible. No, like, it It's also kind of annoying, not like that they don't have 2-day shipping, but they still advertise 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think in Huntsville they have 2-day shipping. Why don't they have it here? That's annoying.
I don't know. But here's the thing about Amazon Prime for me. I like the idea of paying a lump sum for shipping.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, though, I was always against 2-day shipping because I don't want to get accustomed to 2-day shipping.
Yeah.
For times like these where 2-day shipping no longer exists.
You get spoiled.
Now everything feels so much longer. And that's why I never did it. Although I kind of did because my family all had Prime, so then I would use their Prime, and it primed me.
How much is Prime a year? It's 100?
99, yeah.
Yeah. How much is shipping in Amazon, though?
Usually, what, $4 or $5?
So how many times would you have to ship something or buy something?
How many times if I go into 100?
20. So you have to buy 20 things.
Which feels pretty.
But you have to buy 20 under $20 purchases to justify sure. it. How many times do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think I do.
I'm trying to see.
I think I do it.
Like, what was the last couple things that we bought on Prime?
But if you're a student...
Don't you get Prime for free?
Something.
Something like that.
And you get Spotify for half off.
It's like $5.
Yeah.
Freaking, that was amazing.
Aren't you a student?
It doesn't count anymore.
Why not?
I think it has like a time limit.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like you could also, you used to also get Microsoft Office 365 for like a certain amount of money a year if you were a student. But most colleges give you that, so that didn't matter.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nothing really matters.
Let me see. The stuff we bought on Amazon, if any of it's under 20. Orders. Okay.
This is good stuff.
This is actually pretty good stuff.
This is it.
Most of the stuff is over $20. Nope, no, here's one. Here's 220. 3, 4.
5. 5,
yeah.
Knew it.
Is this 6?
Nah.
The pet balls we have?
I'm sorry?
The pet balls.
Pet balls.
The food balls.
Food balls.
The balls that we feed the cats with?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, pet balls could mean...
Yeah.
A number of things.
We got the cats and pet balls.
I'm not suggesting anything.
It's a bag. Boiled. You ever had boiled peanuts?
I've had boiled peanuts.
You like boiled peanuts?
Sure.
I mean, it's a yes or no.
I mean, compared to what? Roasted?
No, just anything. Like, there are boiled peanuts.
Yeah, there are.
In front of you.
Oh, okay.
Would you go, I will gladly partake?
I don't know if I would say that. I might just start eating them.
I mean, like, in your head, you're thinking it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm thinking in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not in your heart.
And sometimes I think in my stomach.
Not in your gut.
Yeah.
Would you eat boiled peanuts?
Would I eat boiled peanuts? Sure. Of course. Why not? Why wouldn't I? Should I not? Is it
something, I don't know. I just don't like
wrong?
Boiled peanuts.
Why?
They're gross. They're slimy.
Are they?
Yeah. And they're wet.
Mm.
It's a peanut.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is it?
Yeah, it's a boiled peanut.
I don't know of any other boiled nuts.
What is the best thing boiled other than pasta?
Okra?
Really?
I like boiled
okra. You're talking about slimy. You think boiled peanuts are slimy? And you're over here talking about boiled okra? That's not slimy.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap. Did you just crap?
No, I farted.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What else is boiled that's good?
Yeah. Corn?
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Boiled potatoes are good.
You gotta season them. That's the thing.
You gotta season everything.
Hmm.
What else? No, broccoli's good steamed. Never mind.
Yeah.
Broccoli's terrible boiled.
Not,
eggs?
Not terrible.
Boiled eggs.
Hard?
You get hard-boiled, soft-boiled, or poached.
Hmm.
3 good types of eggs.
I don't adhere to poaching.
Deviled?
Man, it's not really. You don't get that from boiling an egg.
Is that not boiling an egg?
Yeah, I mean, you do, but I'm saying you don't just boil an egg and it's deviled.
How do you get a deviled egg?
Don't you, like, scoop out the yolk and put in mayonnaise and stuff?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really? You said that was just the yolk.
I was just eating the eggs.
It's like, you know, deviled eggs. You slice the hard-boiled eggs in half.
Yeah.
And I think you scoop out the yolk.
Do you mix it?
Maybe.
Have you made a deviled egg?
No.
So, like, we're talking about the... I don't know. Every time I see deviled eggs, I'm like, I like the...
Okay, that doesn't mean they weren't prepared in a specific way.
I don't think about it.
Really? You think about a lot of other things.
I like the deviled egg.
Yeah?
I like eggs.
Okay.
I don't go, man, love to know how this is made. Nope. Just pop it in my mouth and I'm done.
All right.
I love deviled eggs.
You love them?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Why are you saying all right?
Because that's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Are you insinuating something?
No. No.
Sure.
I'm incinerating something.
Incinerating what?
Your taste of deviled eggs.
Did you ever watch, like, when you were a kid, you saw, like, on cartoons, where they'd have, like, basically, like, a candlestick, and then one hard-boiled egg with the shell on, and somebody had to, like, crack it with a spoon? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was on Little Bear. I remember that.
But Big Bear.
That's his dad. Actually, no, his dad's Papa
Bear. Bear in a Big Blue House.
I miss Bear in a Big Blue House. It was a dope show. Even though I haven't seen it since I was 4.
Probably holds up.
There's puppets.
You hear about this Blue's Clues thing? The Steve?
You seen the Steve thing? I watched it and I felt nothing.
Yeah. Did you watch it? I saw it, yeah.
When you were watching Blue's
Clues. He just was talking about all his accomplishments.
Yeah, and then he's like, you did good, I guess. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Did better than you, Steve.
I didn't realize he hadn't gone to college at that point. How old was he?
Almost 30, maybe?
When he was on the show? And so he was like, I'm going to quit this to go to college now?
No. That was the thing in the show.
Oh.
Yeah, because kids don't know how old people are.
Okay.
Kids aren't good with age. They've only known a couple.
So the guy who plays Steve didn't actually go to college.
I mean, he might have.
He didn't quit the show to go to college.
No.
Daggone it, Steve, you lied to me.
He quit the show because he was balding.
Yeah, I noticed he was wearing a hat.
Yeah, and now he's like a music producer.
Looks like Rivers Cuomo.
He's like a Rivers Cuomo?
Yeah.
You know Joe?
Ah, yeah.
Did you not watch when Joe was on?
Wasn't he after Steve?
Yeah.
So, probably not much. Because
Steve left in 2002.
Yeah, so I was already off the stuff.
You would have been 6.
Yeah, you would have been 6.
Later on.
Well, slightly later.
Later in the year.
I mean, me too. I'm in the second half.
I'm in the second quarter. Actually, you're in the third quarter. I'm in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the French quarter?
French quarter?
Mm-hmm.
You know that Mimi's place? That Hope used to work?
Yeah, the one that's closed?
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Oh, wow.
I don't think Mimi's is great.
Okay.
The food itself was okay. But, like, there's some things that were on the menu that are like, yeah. There's things on the menu that are like, please, no.
Well, you don't have to order those.
No. But sometimes you accidentally do.
They had
this thing called the French Quarter Burger. That was great. I don't remember anything that was on it. I just had it twice and I ate it and it was good. But anyways, no. Joe, the guy that plays Joe.
Yep.
I was like, what has he done since he was Joe? He's literally just a bit player. Are you making fun of me?
No.
Moving my mic up and down?
You need to move the mic closer. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Right here?
Ideally. Yeah.
I don't think I can talk like that.
Like what?
Like putting my mouth completely over the mic.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't recommend that.
The microphone cage.
It's called a windscreen.
It's a windscreen?
I don't know.
Doesn't look like a windscreen.
I think it's a mic cage.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It looks like a fence.
Yeah.
I don't know. But no, he's...
So if you stole it, would you be taking a fence?
Taking a fence?
Yeah.
I'm building an outer perimeter outside of my yard. You mean a wall? No offense. No offense what? No, not a wall. Then what is it?
Was it you that sent me that?
A fence.
It wasn't you. That.
Oh. The Home Depot thing?
Yeah.
That's a funny video.
I thought it was so stupid.
You would say something like that.
Not with that candor.
You ever think that when we see things like that, we think they're stupid either because we think we could do them better or someone did them before we did?
Generally, it's because I think I can do it better.
It's selfish.
I'm not saying it's not.
He did the best he could.
No, he did not.
That was the best he could.
No.
You think he could do better?
Yes.
You watch the rest of his videos?
No. Don't need to.
Have you seen that one guy who, one of his videos is about, what is it? Jesus turned the water into wine, and then they're drinking it. One of them's like, it's a Merlot. And he's like, I don't like Merlots. She says, can you do something different? Like a Pinot Grigio. They just keep going on like that. I think it's funny. Jesus is like, no, this is what I did. he's like, what about a Cabernet? And he's like, I can make a Sauvignon Blanc. And the video ends up going, stupid. It's great if you watch it.
Yeah.
Me explaining it wasn't great.
Oh, interesting.
That's all this
podcast
is about.
Is that how comedy works?
Yeah, comedy's good whenever you experience it yourself, not when somebody else tells you.
Secondhand comedy.
Dreams are not good whenever you hear them from someone else.
Yeah?
Well, sometimes they are.
Yeah.
But usually they're pretty bad. Because people are bad at explaining their dreams. Because, like, you know, it's in your head, and you already have context for things in your head. So you gotta explain the context of things. But if you don't, then it's just weird. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See?
Okay.
See?
See.
You know what movie I want to watch?
A new movie.
It's not a new movie.
Old movie.
It's an old movie.
Old movie.
It's over 40 years old.
40-year-old virgin.
Nope. That's only 20 years old.
No, he's 40.
He's 40?
Yep.
The movie's 20.
Doesn't matter. You didn't specify.
If there's a 40-year-old in the movie, then I'm right.
Yep.
Avengers 1. There you go. 40-year-old. 40-year-old. Robert Downey Jr.
What movie do you want to watch?
Halloween, the first one.
Yeah?
I really want to watch it again.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I listened to a podcast where all they did was talk about it, and I was like, man, I like that movie. I want to watch it again. I haven't seen it in a while. It's good. It's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
They do, like, stabbing.
Yeah, they do that.
And then people go,
you're the one with Kevin Bacon? That's Friday the 13th.
That's Friday the 13th. That's the first one. Michael Myers eats a dog. Just very casually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they come across a dog with a bite
like
out
I've,
of it.
I feel like I've seen it.
Halloween?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Mm.
I think it's one of those things where it's like, it's also the first, like, it's not the first slasher movie, because the first slasher movie is probably, like, Black Christmas. But it's, like, the first, the one that, like, popularized it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when people watch it, it's like, oh, like, this is the thing. But it's like, there wasn't this thing before. Like, you know? Like, before that movie, that hadn't happened.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, it was new.
Yeah.
But now we look at it, and we're like, oh, yeah. Like, this is just a stab movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Movies, they just don't stab people like they used to anymore in movies.
That's, yeah.
All horror movies today are about, like, demons.
That's what, I feel like action scenes have been lazy. You know, don't you hate those action scenes where it's just a bunch of cuts and camera movements?
It's just, like, they cut whenever they hit them.
Yeah.
And they move the camera.
Like, whereas, like, you watch a movie like Troy has some great combat scenes.
Yeah, like the one.
Like, the sword fighting is, like, really well choreographed. And
yeah. The one in the circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, the beginning of the movie, maybe. Mm. They don't really do that anymore.
No.
Except for with CGI stuff. I feel like
it's hard.
Yeah, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's why people like John Wick. Because in John Wick, they have, like, proper cuts. They have
Boban Marjanovic.
For, like, 10 seconds.
It's more than that.
He speaks for about 10, and then he gets murdered in 10.
Yeah.
So it's about 20 seconds.
It's at least a couple minutes.
He's dead.
Doesn't matter.
He's, like, very dead.
He's in there more than any other NBA player is.
I also don't think he gets... He's, like, one of the only people that doesn't get stabbed in the movie, I'm pretty sure.
He's, like, choked out or something?
No, John Wick hits him with a book multiple times.
Yes.
In the throat. And then takes his neck and snaps it with the book.
Hmm.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's also the lamest kill in the entire movie, which is sad. It's also like the first one.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the movie, isn't
it? Yeah, because it's like right out. It's when he goes to the library right after he's at the doctor's.
Well, that's a fun day.
I think it's the first kill. I'm pretty sure it is. Also, those movies take place in a week.
Yeah, all of them, right?
Yeah. They're all in 1 week, which is crazy.
Wow.
But, no, he... That's why people like John Wick. It's because it's actual, like, fighting.
Right.
Like, they're choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the Raid movies from Indonesia, also choreographed.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, most fighting, especially, like, in the MCU. I mean, it's cool sometimes. Like, in Endgame, whenever they have, like, the big spectacle and everything, that's really cool.
Sure.
But it's not, like... It's not like whenever you watch Jackie Chan just punch a bunch of dudes on the ladder. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Because he's actually doing that.
Right.
But
even then, I feel like that's a little bit different.
Shang-Chi. But,
yep.
There's a lot of fighting in that like that. And the editing's really good there, too. Mm. There's only one fight, I think, that's not very well edited. But a lot of the fights in Shang-Chi are very well choreographed. And they're really cool. He fights with a jacket in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
On a bus. That's moving. And mm-hmm. It's one of those buses in San Francisco that has, like, the middle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, bends.
And bends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean...
I had those in Slovakia.
Those bendy buses?
Oh, the bendy buses, yeah.
Is there a lot of hills in Slovakia?
Some.
I thought bendy buses were for hills.
They're for, like, tight corners.
I thought they were for hills.
Wait, bend vertically or horizontally?
It's, like, bus, and in the middle it's, like, a black cloth-like thing?
Yes.
It bends on corners, but it also bends horizontally.
I think the one in Slovakia was mainly for corners.
And that would make sense. I don't know how hilly Slovakia is.
There's mountains.
To the east?
Central. I was in the east.
What's central? What mountains are in the middle?
Called the Tatras.
Oh, those are the ones that go down to, like, not the Adriatic.
There's the High Tatras.
Baltics?
And the Low Tatras.
Let me see.
So. I hiked up to the highest point in the Low Tatras while I was there.
So you're at the high of the top of the bottom?
Yep.
How do you spell that?
T-A-T-R-A-S.
Tatras. Like Tetris.
Mm, sure. But with A's.
Let me see.
You can see.
Is it in Romania?
No. I mean, I was in Slovakia.
Wait, are they only in Slovakia?
I don't know. Maybe. They might be, like, part of a greater mountain range. I mean, I'm sure they are.
European mountain ranges confuse me, because they're also, like, small.
Got the Dolomites.
That's a movie.
Well, it's a mountain.
T-A-T-R...
T-A-T-R-A-S. Tatras.
Tatra Mountain. There we go. Let me see.
You can
see. Part of the Carpathian Mountain chain.
Of course.
There are a natural border between Slovakia and Poland. Oh. Oh, okay. They go like this. They go like in a, like a downward curve through Moldova and then, I think, Romania. I get really confused when it comes to Eastern Europe. Unless it's the Ukraine. Which I like the fact that it's the Ukraine.
Right.
But, like, if it's not Ukraine. There, I start getting confused as to where things are.
It's like if we called it the USA.
Well, it is the USA.
Right.
But, like...
But could you imagine if we called it that?
Just started saying the US?
I'm joking.
I'm from the US.
No, we do say the US.
That's true.
No one says
the
US.
The Canada?
I'm from US.
The Canada?
The Mexico.
The Mexico. The France. I'm from the Germany. I'm from the Botswana.
The China.
From the China. I'm from the Taiwan. I'm from the Thailand. I'm from
the Philippines. Dang it.
That doesn't work. Oh, no. Dang it. That doesn't work. I was about to say, I'm from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
From the Dominican Republic.
From the South Africa. The South Africa, like the University of
the
Ohio United, State University.
The United State University.
United State University?
Yeah.
USU? I'm from the Northern Ireland. I'm from... Ooh. No, dang it. You ever thought about how, like, because we were talking about earlier with Polynesia and whatever, and Samoa and that and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like, the small little island nations?
Mm-hmm.
What do?
They work.
They play.
They, I mean, I think it's, like, a greater sense of community there. So they're, like, what?
Nothing.
No, what?
Nothing.
What?
I think it's funny.
Tell me, why is it funny? What's funny?
No.
Okay, why'd you laugh?
I just did.
At what?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I really do.
I think you do.
Well, now I'm laughing more. It's a greater sense of the community.
I think, no, but I think they value, like, yeah, doing things with their neighbors more. And, like, you know, just hanging.
Because they know everybody.
Yeah, or at least more people.
Want to go there?
Do I want to go there?
Like, to any of those islands?
Yeah. I mean, long. I want to go to Hawaii because I want to go to every state.
Everybody wants to go to Hawaii.
Well.
Except for weird people.
I don't really care much for Hawaii in general. I just, like, want to get to every state.
You really don't care about Hawaii?
I mean, I'm sure it'd be cool, but, like, I don't know. I don't want to do the, I don't want to go to, like, some resort or something.
No.
Or the beach.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, we can see some volcanoes and.
Like, volcano, like, the towns.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be interesting.
Get some, what's that called? Poke.
You can get poke here.
Yeah, but Hawaiian poke.
So, is poke from Hawaii?
It's from that area, right?
Is it? I thought it was from Japan.
Well, that's a lot of Japanese influx, isn't there?
Yeah. The Asian influence on the islands in the Pacific confuses me a lot.
Let's talk about that.
The Asian influence on the... Also, I want to go to every island in Hawaii. That you're allowed to go to.
Yeah.
How many? Some of them I think are like.
Like, is there four? Is there more?
There's like five main ones. Because there's Oahu, Hawaii, Maui. Let me see. Let me just look at Hawaii.
Like a Kauai.
Kauai.
Is that one?
I think it's Kauai. Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on.
I'm holding.
Please hold.
Yep. Where's the music?
Do.
No, don't do that. Copyright. Infringement. We're to pay for this.
Their native fish is the Humahumanukunukuapua.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
One more time.
Humahumanunuku. Huma nuku nuku uapua.
Huma nuku uapua?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna see what it looks like. This doesn't even look like a real thing.
it does. I've seen those before.
It looks like the drawing of a fish.
I guess so.
Like a bad drawing of a fish. I wonder what it does.
Hey, whoa. That's God's design you're talking about.
Though. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's God's plan.
Their state route markers look like guitar picks.
That's all right. Fun.
The eight main islands are Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kahoolawe, Maui, and Hawaii.
Hawaii is one of the islands?
Yeah, Hawaii is the big one.
Okay, but that's just what we call the state.
Yeah, Hawaii is the big one. And then I think it goes in like descending order of like smallest to largest. Because it goes smallest to largest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool.
God's design.
There's the uninhabited northwestern Hawaiian islands, which are marine national monuments, which I don't think you can go to. But it is the Papahanaumokuakea. There we go.
Nice.
I can't say that again.
You got that one.
Yeah. That was good. A little bit better than the other ones.
Yeah,
like, here's Hawaii, and then here's the part of Hawaii you're not allowed to go to necessarily.
Bummer.
Yeah.
That's most of it.
That's a lot of it. I think you can go to it. Let me see. But you don't really go there. Like, necessarily. It's not like people go there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Canada has the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear people going to the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
Not something that's like, yeah, I'm going to Canada. Oh, where? Northwestern Yukon.
Yeah.
Nobody goes there.
We go on vacation.
You go on vacation to Northwestern
Yukon? It's
like
I knew someone from my time in Slovakia who his mom was working in Newfoundland for a little bit. And so I was like, oh, I wonder how far of a drive Newfoundland is. I looked it up on Google Maps. Can't drive to Newfoundland.
It's an island.
What am I thinking of?
British Columbia?
No, you can drive to British Columbia.
British Columbia is where Vancouver is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Washington.
Big Washington.
What am I thinking of? It's in the northeast part.
How am I Slovakia again? I was in Hawaii.
All roads lead to Slovakia.
Nova Scotia? Prince Edward Island?
No, it wasn't an island.
Newfoundland, you can't really drive there. Newfoundland's an island.
Yeah, well, then it's not Newfoundland. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You can drive there?
No.
New Brunswick?
Let me look it up.
Labrador?
Maybe.
Labrador is up here.
I'm just going to pull it up.
Okay.
Please hold.
Looks like you're taking a picture of me.
Smile.
Upper Quebec.
Yeah, Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Just not the Labrador part.
You can't drive there.
No.
Why?
Because you have to, like, fly in.
Are there no roads?
There's a road, but there's no roads leading out.
What do you mean there's a road, but there's no roads leading
out? Like, you can drive around the territory, but you can't drive out of it.
Where? How do you get, like, what?
You fly or take a boat.
Where are the roads?
In the province.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, where are the roads? Why wouldn't you build roads?
Because who's going to drive there? It's probably not safe.
I guess.
Like, how far between major towns do you think?
Let's go to Cartwright. How far is it? Can't go there.
Bummer.
Oh, no, you can drive here. You can drive to Newfoundland.
Good when I looked it up.
Well, you can drive to Labrador. Can't drive to Newfoundland. Yeah.
I'm telling you, you can drive to what I was looking up.
What were you looking up?
I was looking up Newfoundland, but there was like somewhere you just couldn't drive to.
Well,
it
Newfoundland
was not an island.
Newfoundland's right here.
But the province is Newfoundland and Labrador.
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. We go to the Nameless Cove. By calling it the Nameless Cove, you've given it a name, so that's redundant.
Yeah.
Could you drive to Red Bay?
I'm telling you, there was somewhere you couldn't drive to.
There's a lot of places.
Also, what's this little circle?
That, like, weird circle lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What
I think
is
it's
that?
Weird.
What is it?
Can you drive to Red Bay? You can.
Gagnon.
We should do this.
Neuve-sur Island.
Let's just drive through Canada.
I'm up for it.
Let's drive to this, you said René Levasseur?
Yeah, René Levasseur.
Island?
Island.
Right there.
Okay. How long is it?
A
day? Day and a half?
Yeah, it should be about a day.
That's easy.
I really want to go to...
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? A lot. I really want to go to Canada.
I've been a couple times.
It's like America, but a little different.
Yeah.
The money tastes different.
Looks different. Feels different.
Feels different.
It feels less durable.
Does it feel like a less durable? It
feels more plasticky.
But doesn't a lot of other places money feel plasticky?
I guess.
I've felt Costa Rican money. Feels plasticky.
Never held
a euro.
They have loonies. I could arrange that.
You have a couple euros?
I think I have some euros at home.
Never felt one.
I think I have some.
Isn't it plasticky?
Oh, like a euro bill?
Yeah.
I have like...
Euro coins?
Yeah, like a
I
one.
I felt a euro
like
coin.
A one or a two coin euro.
I felt... That's also weird to me.
I don't know if I have any euro bills. I'm pretty sure I have some Czech crowns.
Does euro have cents?
Yes.
Are they coins?
Mm-hmm.
Are they like ours?
Similar, yeah.
Okay. I think the idea of a dollar and a $2 coin isn't a good idea. Because like... Things don't just cost a dollar or $2 anymore.
Right.
And coins are more fun.
They're harder to keep up with.
But they're more fun.
Like to have in your pocket. Pocket full of coins is not fun.
I find it interesting that like...
That's an accident waiting to happen.
In Japan, there's like tons of coinage just everywhere. Like, they have, like, a tent
strewn about the streets?
Just everywhere. Everywhere. There's money lying on the ground.
Only coins.
Oh, it's only coins. Nobody wants it. It's like, it's going to be like the day where we all forsake the penny.
It's kind of faux pas to pick it up, you know.
If you pick it up, you get beaten up by somebody. Just somebody. You don't get to choose who it is. They don't either. They get a text message. They say, beat up the foreigner.
Yeah, it's like Uber.
It's like Uber.
You accept this job? Yeah. $2 tip.
Quarter mile. You have to tip them.
Quarter mile away.
You have to tip them. They're in the Fukushima district.
So when I was taking a cab to the airport in Vancouver, I had, I think, like $11 of coins left. And so I contemplated just giving that to the cab driver as a tip.
Yeah.
But I was like, that might be
an
upsetting amount of coins.
Yeah, that's like somebody tipped me one time an Instacart with a $10 roll of quarters. And I was
like,
thank you?
I'll take it.
But you've given me another thing to do. It felt weird because I was like I've paid people on Facebook Marketplace in rolls of quarters or coins because like that's all I had on me at the moment. But like, I mean, that's my fault.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. But so, also, it feels weird to do.
Be the change you wish to see in the world.
You don't really like walk up and down Main Street being like, hey, I'd like to buy that hat, sir. I have a roll of quarters equaling $10.
Well, I don't really walk up and down Main Street looking for hats, particularly.
What is this country called?
There's no lids on Main Street anymore, you know?
Ooh. We should open a hat store.
What we call it?
Luke's Hats. Luke's Lids. It'll be entirely different. We won't sell baseball hats.
What will we sell?
Hats.
That aren't baseball caps.
Everything that's not that.
Okay.
Fedoras.
Fezzes.
Those weird hats that golfers wear.
Safari hats.
Pith helmets.
Nice. Bowler's caps.
Hard hats.
Yeah, we get a lot of construction workers.
Sombreros.
Top hat.
Those hats that people who in like What is it? Like those hats that Chinese people would wear, the Chinese farmers wear in rice fields to shield them from the sun.
Straw ones.
Yeah, but I can't remember what they're called. They have a name.
What about, oh, I just lost it. I had a hat. It flew away in the wind.
Ooh.
That happened one time.
Samurai helmet.
Okay.
A helmet's a type of hat.
Sure.
You wear it on your head.
Oh, Peaky Blinders.
Is that what those things are called?
Can we sell those?
Is that what those are called?
Yeah, with the golfer's cap with the razor. In the visor?
We could sell those.
Yeah.
We could include them separately. But it's like, buy one of these hats.
Keep them in a lock case.
Buy one of these hats, get a razor. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't they hit? How do they do it? How do they use the blinder?
I think they take it off their head.
And they hit the people? Okay, yeah. That's it. I couldn't remember if they like did like some weird
like a headbutt?
Yeah, like, no.
That doesn't feel efficient in a fight. Guys trying to hit you, you go head first.
You go head first, like, take the blow to the top of the cranium.
And then start shaking
your head. They're like, bleh. Then you've won.
Should have seen this coming.
I should have removed the hat when I had time. We could have so many hats. Ooh.
Oh, it's so many.
The hat that, what's his face, wears in...
Crocodile Dundee?
No. The hat that cousin Eddie in Christmas Vacation.
Oh, the ski hat?
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It's called something.
Loofah.
Yeah, sure, a loofah. Shower caps?
Sell loofahs. Shower caps.
We're a
hat store. We sell exclusively shower caps.
We sell hats that aren't baseball hats. If it goes on your head, we sell it, unless it's a baseball cap.
Is it a consignment shop?
It can be.
Do we buy hats?
We could do it on Facebook, but just buy other people's hats.
I'm kind of into this.
Huh?
I got a lot of hats.
We can sell them.
You ever read that book?
What? Got a lot of hats?
Yeah. Yeah, by Arthur Jones.
Arnold McBasketball.
McBasketball?
I haven't told you about that.
The hat seller guy. He gets stolen by the monkeys.
Curious George?
No. A group of monkeys. He has
Curious Georges?
No, he's got He's got a stack of hats that he carries around. He sells them.
Oh, I read that, but I don't know what it's called.
They're colorful hats. They take the monkeys.
The monkeys.
The monkeys got the hats.
The monkeys got the hats!
Yeah.
Have I not told you about Arnold McBasketball?
No, was that a thing?
Yeah.
Was that a basketball imaginary friend that you had?
No. So, we did trivia at a Mexican restaurant, and we were doing really good, but then it was like, who invented basketball? And we were like, we spent the...
Naismith.
Yeah, we know that now.
Yeah.
Is it James?
Yeah, James.
Yeah. But we were sitting there, we're like, I don't know. And then one of the guys at our table went, just write Arnold McBasketball. And so we wrote Arnold McBasketball. And then whenever we gave it to the guy who was doing the trivia, he just looked at it for like a solid, like maybe 30 seconds. Like, what? And they said, somebody said Arnold McBasketball. And we all went, woo!
Loser. Who's that?
So, you know, that's our go-to.
Caps for Sale by Esfer Slobodkina.
Where? Is that what it is?
Yeah, hats for sale.
I remember that.
Hats for sale. I was going to say blueberries for sale, but I knew that that was not it. But it sounds like it almost. Caps for Sale, blueberries for sale.
I remember that. I think my grandma read that to me.
Blueberries for sale?
No, caps. Cats.
Cats for sale.
That's the name. Cats for sale. Cats.
Cats for sale.
Cats for sale? Nobody wants to buy a cat.
If you look up blueberries for, the first thing that comes up is dogs.
Don't blueberries kill dogs?
I don't know.
I've heard that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why have you heard that?
Just people have told me. That's
Robert
why.
McCluskey.
Who is that?
Blueberries for sale.
Wait, I was going to go to Facebook Marketplace. Why am I on Instagram?
Crazy Joe McCluskey.
Who's Crazy Joe McCluskey?
You ever seen Band of Brothers?
A long time ago.
Well, you should watch it again, for one. But also, there's two guys from Philly. There was one guy from Philly.
One guy from Philly?
And then, one of the, what's it called when they get a new guy?
Private?
No. Like when there's a group of privates. Not reserves, not reinforcements. Don't laugh at group of privates. Don't let your brain go there. No, what's the... whatever. Anyway, one of them is from Philly as well. And they start talking about Philly.
Yeah.
And he says, Crazy Joe McCluskey. And the other guy's like, you know Crazy Joe McCluskey?
Oh.
That's really all there is. He's just a guy from Philly, apparently.
Do you remember the VeggieTales Jonah movie?
I was never a VeggieTales kid.
Do you remember it?
No.
You went to church?
I did. I avoided VeggieTales at all costs.
How?
I don't know. Or at least I suppressed it.
You don't like VeggieTales?
I was never into it.
Why?
Because everybody was.
Oh, you were like,
and that
ugh.
That off puts me.
I'm an Adventures in Odyssey kind of guy.
I was. We listened to it every Sunday on the way to church.
Oh. I was talking about the show.
What show?
Adventures in Odyssey.
TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, we were more of a radio program family.
There was like a consistent period of time where we listened to either Adventures in Odyssey on tape.
Yeah.
In the like late 2000s. Or Hank the Cowdog.
Don't know that one.
You don't know about Hank the Cowdog?
I know Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Hank the Cowdog.
Oh, Cat Dog.
Is a dog that solves dog-related mysteries.
Such as?
Where did the cows go?
That's not a dog-related mystery.
But he's a cow dog.
Is he a cow and a dog? Or like he's a... He's a shepherd dog.
He's like a sheep dog, but for cows. It's a cow dog.
Okay.
And he had a partner named Grover?
Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, it was President Grover Cleveland.
It was just his sidekick.
His sidekick was the 23rd and 25th president of the United States. Wait.
In his spare time.
Hank.
In his spare tire.
The cow dog.
Puff,
I gotta find this.
Puff the Magic Dragon. Thought about how weird cartoons were when we were kids.
How so?
Cat Dog. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That's not weird.
Ed and Eddie.
Ed and Eddie's probably the most normal of those.
It's still not normal.
They had weird tongues.
And he's a Planky or whatever.
His name was Plank?
Sure.
I think it was Plank. Hold on, let me see what his... Here we go. The book follows Hank, a dog that views himself as the head of ranch security. In each book, Hank and other characters must deal with several events, issues, and mysteries that occur at their Texas Panhandle home in Ochiltree County. The series began in 1982 with a couple of short stories about Hank and his friends. Since then, over 70 printed books and 7 audio-only books have been published. What in the world?
Cool.
Here, wait, I gotta find out.
Good stuff.
Drover, that's it.
Drover Cleveland.
Drover is Drover Hank's Dreveland. Best friend. And he talks like this. No, he doesn't. He has like a very like stupid accent. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm gonna find some audio of this. Let me see. Hank the cow dog.
Williams.
Hank the cow dog Williams.
Low, low, low.
The original adventures of Hank the cow dog.
Williams.
There's one where they try and stop a tornado.
Mm, can't do that.
Doesn't really work out.
Been
that
there.
Way.
Is that if you add the two numbers together, that is 8 plus 8, you get
16.
That's Hank the cow dog. Why does he sound like that?
Because he's a cow dog.
That's not what cow dogs sound like.
What does it sound like?
I don't know. Hold on, wait. I gotta find. Where's
sounds like a news report.
Oh yes. Trying to find Drover.
You ever seen a cow snake?
Cow snake?
Mm-hmm.
The snake the size of a cow?
Mm. No, it's a big boy though.
Yeah. It's just Hank the cow dog, but with a stupider accent. I'll try, Hank. Sometimes he sounds like that. He sounds like a more southern version of Barney Fife. But his name's Drover. We listened to a lot of those. I remember nothing about those books.
Hmm.
Other than that there's a dog named Hank. And Drover. And he's a cow dog. I don't remember anything else.
Okay.
Are you looking up a cow snake?
Milk snakes.
Milk snakes?
Yeah.
Isn't that like a coral snake? A king snake?
They
drink milk. Snakes sweat milk?
Well, no, it's like a... apparently it is. Maybe I'm... I think I thought there was something called cow snake.
Cow viper?
No.
Cowbra?
Do milk snakes bite humans?
Yes. All the time. Is one biting you right now? Chomp, 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 chomp. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Interesting.
Yeah, see? Didn't you see it happening?
No. No, I did not.
What's wrong with me?
So, I get my car back tomorrow.
Is the door fixed?
It will be tomorrow.
Are you sure?
I'm hopeful.
What if it's not?
Then...
What if they broke all of your doors and you have to get in through the windows now like a pit car?
I would get a new car.
No, you should just use it like a pit car.
It's too tall.
Hold on. So, on the bars on top of your car?
I don't have bars.
First of all, install bars on top of your car.
Okay, that feels like a secondary issue.
Second.
With the door not working.
Second, install a rope ladder. So you can climb up.
Why
the
rope a
rope
ladder? How's it going to be secure when the car's moving?
Tie it down.
Why don't I just install a normal ladder? Like you see on the back of Land Rovers.
This is on the side of the car.
Yeah, but you can still install it.
Okay. Here's a normal ladder.
Okay.
Normal ladder.
Yeah.
On the side of your car.
Thank you.
Sorry. You climb up it to get in your car.
To get in the car.
Yep. It's a great idea.
Through the window.
Through the window.
Okay.
Through the wall.
And the sweat.
Drops down.
Waterfalls.
Waterfalls. And all these.
Milk snakes.
Crawl. Oh.
Skeet shooting.
With my brother.
Skeet shooting.
With my brother.
Dan. All right.
See?
If you don't get that reference.
If you don't get that reference, you need to read last month's Variety.
I'm not sure that would help.
Variety is still a thing.
The concept?
The concept of a multitude of things.
I believe they went away with that.
Yeah, there's no more multitude. It's just one thing.
All uniformity.
Oh, gosh. I gotta get this room up to code.
It's like that episode of Fairly Odd Parents.
With the pixies?
With the gray people?
Pixies.
And those pixies?
Those are pixies.
Pixie sticks.
No, those are pixies. Like they're fairies. The fairies are like, woo!
Fairies, yes.
And the pixies are like, all Ben Stein.
Okay.
Even though the little tiny ones look like Ben Shapiro.
I have no clue. What
oh,
you're
wait. Are
about.
You talking about the blob people?
Yes.
Oh. I was talking about the pixies. The like, boring version of the fairies.
No.
The.
No.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Maybe, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Here we go.
And therefore, it's irrelevant.
Pixies and Fairly Odd Parents. These.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. The Pixies.
Yeah.
The little small ones look like Ben Shapiro.
Okay.
They do.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah, Pixies, Ben Shapiro. Here we go.
Good for Ben.
Do they rap? Oh, yes, they do.
I'm not sure they do.
It's pretty great.
All right, well, we'll be back next week.
Will we?
You don't think we will?
We don't know. No one knows for certain.
I feel pretty sure.
We're pretty sure we'll be back next week.
Yeah, I feel confident.
Plan on it, but if we're not, don't cry about it.
Okay.
Write to the editor. The editor lives at... where does the editor live? Hold on, let me look up his address real quick.
For our editor?
Yeah, for our editor.
Editor-in-chief?
Yeah. Let me look up his address real quick.
Chief's a pretty cool title.
Chief?
Yeah.
Being a chief?
Mm-hmm. We should use that more.
All right, here we go. Our editor lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2500.
Cool.
That's where our editor lives.
And?
Write him.
His name?
His name is Jonathan Joestar.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
Write him. Anything you want to say. Not anything. Most of it. That's just how the news rolls. Boop.
No.
No? I thought that was how we were going to do it.
No.
God. Just what I like whenever you do this, and then I have to like wait until you press the button, and then you just like do it, and I'm not even like expecting it. But now sometimes I'm expecting it.
How does that make you feel?
I don't really know. Like sometimes you just do it, and I'm not prepared for it at all.
Yeah,
you have your finger right there.
Yeah, it's always there.
No, it's not.
You have a negative emotion associated with that action.
With that?
Yeah,
I do.
No, with this. Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money, send it to us at ODM Shorts.